Hey you, I got a question for you. What are you doing in June? Specifically, the 10th to the 14th. Well, if you're wondering why I'm asking you this, it's because I've got my next Mexico retreat happening in Tulum in Mexico for 4 nights, 5 days this June. Now, this whole event will be like being my best friend because we're going to be hanging out in 5-star luxury. This retreat is all about embodiment. It's about rapid growth using transformational human design and at the same time, living in the lap of luxury. So spend 5 days with me in an intimate setting, discovering your purpose, sitting poolside, having deep conversations and connecting with like-minded people who will become your lifelong friends. And honestly, it's like being my best friend for a week. So if you're curious, it's important that you know if you join before April 22nd, you'll get 1 month free in HDX. And the next 4 people who join are going to get a free 60-minute unpack session with one of my extraordinary coaches. Sound good? Well, it really is that good. At the end of the day, I want to spend this time with you deep diving into your human design while having the greatest transformations and breakthroughs of your life. And let's be honest, probably mine too. See you in Tulum. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. Well, it's freaking December, people. I cannot believe how this year has, I'm resisting saying the word flown, but it really has. I feel like it's been such a full year for us, really robust, full of really great stuff. Even despite it being another one of those years, I know when we were looking back last year at 2020, you know, we sort of were hoping for a better year in 2021. And I know for me personally and my family and a lot of my community, it has been another really good year. We had a great year in 2020. We had a good year in 2021. And I really want everyone to take the time out to enjoy this session today because it's going to be a session. It's not just a podcast. You don't just listen. And I want you to make sure that you get your journal, some pens that you love, go and light a candle or some incense, and take your time with today's podcast because we are living in crazy times and we get to consciously choose how we navigate those times, who we become, where we put our focus, and all of these things that will ultimately determine our reality. So, get yourself set up, strap in for the ride, and let's kick off the first in the series, the planning series, if you like, of podcasts that I do. For those of you that have been listening for a while now, you'll know that first we look at the year in review, which is today. Then I have a very special guest coming up for you, the beautiful Liz Zamorski. And she has reviewed 2022 through the tarot. So that is a freaking exciting conversation. And then I'm going to do a podcast on forward planning, forward visioning, for 2022 for you, which will also be another session like this one, where I'm going to give you a bunch of questions and I want you just to take your time to enjoy the process and start to vision who you want to become in 2022. And I'm really starting to think more and more about this this long time or deep time. And what that is all about is having the ability not only to look back through many, many generations, you know, thousands, even millions of years, but it's also the ability to start planning and future visioning from a place of how is this going to affect generations to come. So I want to weave that into our future planning as well, because it really impacts our experience of time, obviously. It really impacts our experience of abundance and time. Now, as many of you know, I am just about to kick off my beta program of my Purpose and Abundance program. And there is so much in there that has been a culmination of the last 2 decades of really mastering these two things, purpose and abundance. And time and the way we vision time has a huge role to play in that. So in these sessions, especially in the forward planning one that will be live next week, I want you to start thinking longer term. Because as long as we stay in a short-term reactionary state, we will continue as a race to create the chaos we're experiencing right now. However, if we as individuals start to lead ourselves so that we can lead others by visioning as our Indigenous elders did, the ones that the landowners, the custodians, the people that have the wisdom of planet Earth, as they do, as they vision forward for generations, I genuinely believe that it's time for us to start to pick up the mantle to join them in the way that they see evolution and planet Earth, because there's no other way, ultimately. All right, so let's get into today's planning. So if you haven't already, I want you to pause this podcast. Get yourself a journal, get yourself some nice pens, light a candle, light some incense, get out your favorite crystal. I've got my citrine right here amongst my thousands of others. I've got my my yellow quartz, which is my new favorite at the moment. I've got my spirit quartz. I've actually got my singing quartz here, which is here. Have a listen. Aren't they cool? So they literally, like, you just play with them in your hand. Obviously, I'm not going to do that while I'm recording a podcast, but whatever you need to make yourself feel really comfortable, safe, secure, inspired, do it now. Press pause and do it now. All right. So let's kick off. One thing I want you to understand is that, and you've heard me say this before, is that because of our belief systems and the filters in our brain, we too often delete, distort, and generalize information, experiences, emotions, all sorts of things because they're not aligned to our belief systems. And if you're listening to this podcast, then you are a person who is on a growth journey. You're in the process of changing and reconditioning those neural pathways. You're changing the person that you've always been and becoming someone new. So we really have to be conscious that to do that, we have to mine for what we call the deletions. We have to restore our deletions. We have to find the things in our life that our brain's actually filtered out because it's out of alignment with our belief system, and bring them back into our awareness. So we can show our brain that, look, we have all this awareness of, or all this experience, or all these examples of where we have actually, where that belief has been bullshit. So let's say if you're in a place where you're like, oh my God, I don't have enough money. Money's always this conversation that I'm having with myself. I'm constantly feeling like I don't have enough and everyone says it's bloody easy and it's freaking not. What you want to do is we want to go back and we want to find the times where money has come easily because it has. It has happened to you. Even if it's finding 5 cents in the street and it's restoring those deletions, it's bringing back the evidence of a belief being untrue. So this is the place where we want to look back at 2021 and we want to really look for the gold, find the wisdom, pull out the pieces and demonstrate to our brain that look at how far we've come, look who we've become. Look at what we overcame. Look at the gold, the gifts, the lessons. Because when we come from this place, growth becomes easier and easier. When we use these tools, we can start to quantum leap. And that's what we all want, right? We don't want to have to get down into the nitty gritty and take every little tiny itsy bitsy step of growth and challenge. We want to start to quantum leap. So we have to prove to our brain that it's possible. And this is how we do it. All right. So what we're going to kick off with is a beautiful grounding meditation. So what I want you to do is I just want you to settle down in the space that you're in. Put your feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and really just find a place that you feel relaxed and in your body. Now I want you to close down your eyes and take 3 deep breaths where you breathe in possibility and then just let go. Relaxing into your body and letting go. Now I want you to notice that 4 columns of golden light are coming down around you. In the corners of your room or the corners of the space that you're in right now. And as you notice these columns, you see that the space is beginning to fill with this beautiful liquid light. And as the space fills and your body can feel this warm liquid moving up, know that it is cleansing, clearing, cutting, and calling back any energy so that you feel completely cleansed and clear. You feel whole. As you sit in this safe and protected space. Now bringing your attention to the root chakra, which is right at the end of your tailbone. You notice now that there is a cord that runs from that chakra. Take it down into Mother Earth, watching as it travels through the crust and all the layers, noticing the deeper you go, the more you feel the amplification of unconditional, grounded love of Gaia. Traveling through all of the layers, you get to the core of Mother Earth. And you plug your cord in, sending gratitude to Mother Earth for everything that has ever been, is being, and will ever be done, for everything that she's ever, ever given, provided, and been. And noticing you feel her receiving of that gratitude. You feel a connected, grounded, unconditional love. Now bringing that energy back up the cord with the intention to move that energy through each chakra of your body. And as it happens, it's going to open and cleanse each chakra, starting with the root, then the sacral, the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the third eye, and out through the crown of your head, you see this beam of white light travel through the ceiling and out past the birds and the trees and the clouds, the atmosphere, and out past the planets and stars and asteroids and galaxies. And it just travels forever until you see this grid of white light, which is Source, Gus, God, Universe. Connecting into that energy, you feel the abundant, unconditional love. You feel deeply supported right now. You can feel the unconditional love moving through every cell of your body. And I ask you to send gratitude to Source for everything, the past, the present, the future, the love, the support, the guidance. And receiving that unconditional love. Rolling around in it, knowing that you are worthy of it. There is nothing to be done to receive this love but be you. Now that you are drenched in the unconditional love, support, and security of the universe, we begin to travel back to the body. And on this journey, I want you to invite your angels, guides, ascended masters, archangels, ancestors, and any energy with your highest and truest good only, to join you today on this journey. To discover the wisdom of 2021, the lessons learnt, potentially the lessons still outstanding, and to be guided to fall deeply and madly in love with the person that you've become. Bringing all that energy back into your heart space, I want you to notice as you breathe it in that an intention just bubbles to the top for you. Breathe that intention in and out, knowing it is done. And gently, when you're ready, I want you to bring your attention back into the room, into your body, and opening up your eyes. Beautiful. Now we're all set to get going. So I want you to score 2021 out of 10. Just trust the first number that comes up. Write it down. Don't think about it. Don't justify it. Just leave it. What is the What sort of a year out of 10 was 2021? All right, let's move on to the first journal prompt that I want you to dive into. So first and foremost, I want you to give yourself some advice. I want you to imagine yourself in January of 2021, so January of this year. And from where you're sitting now, what you know now, what advice would you give to yourself? Now, I want you to stop the podcast, answer your questions as you go, because often we sort of think, well, we'll listen to something and then we'll go back and do the exercise. Nope. I want you to do it right now. You're here, you're connected. We've done the meditation, so I want you to jump in. The other caveat I do want to say is that if you have emotional authority, then you might need to revisit this a couple of times, and that's okay. So what advice would you give yourself in January of this year, knowing what you know now? For me, I would just tell myself, it's a lot easier than you think, Emma. Have more fun, Emma. You don't need to work quite so hard, Emma. All of these lessons and this advice I love, because as I move towards 2022, I can take that with me. I can take that advice with me. So what advice would you give yourself? Pause the podcast. Answer the question. There's no rush. There is no rush. Okay. Now, the second question, this is one of my favorites. As you guys would have heard me say, like, I do have a bit of adversity in my chart. I have really become the master of overcoming adversity. And what I want you to ask yourself is, what challenges did you overcome in 2021? What challenges? So that could be something as simple as, you know, it might have been just navigating the choices and the decisions that you made going through this year that still has this freaking beacon of COVID. And that's a beacon, not in a good way, but something we're forced to look at. It could be starting a new business. It could be cracking real abundance, starting to make money. It could be losing money. But what were the challenges that you overcame in 2021? And to go with that, what did you believe before you overcame the challenges? And what do you believe now? You know, one of the big challenges for me was I have had this dream to be a digital nomad for such a long time. But I also, you know, my business wasn't established per se. I have a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old that needs to go to school. We live in the time of pandemic. So there were so many things that sort of said, if I was listening to my mind, or let's be honest, most people's advice, this was a stupid thing to do. However, one of the things that we've learned so much, you know, let's take the schooling, the kids, that it hasn't been easy. And I appreciate everyone out there that's been homeschooling. We've been doing it all year by choice. And it's interesting, like, there have been so many lessons from that. You know, with my eldest, he has really learned to take responsibility for his education, because he's not really always found school book learning easy. More so because it's not inspiring to him. He's a 1-4, so he'll go deep on the things that inspire him, but sitting in a classroom or learning things that he can't see the inverted commas use for has been challenging in the past. But this year he's you know, really started to fly because he's had to take responsibility. He's had to face his fears. And one of the biggest challenges for me was, as his mum, letting him face those fears, helping him to take care of himself when he gets called out for not turning up to class or not giving in assignments. Being there when it all went to pot at one point, it all just fell apart and we had to put it all back together. And to watch him now getting A's and B's and just seeing the excitement in his face, like, oh my God, Mum, I actually really like school, has just been a game changer, a game changer. So again, what are the challenges that you overcame in 2021? What did you believe before the challenge and what do you believe now? You know, one of the things that I really know I was still holding on to was, can I really do this? Can we really create a life that is non-conventional? Can we really do this and create abundance, success, be on purpose? Can we do this? And 100%, for me, one of the greatest learnings of 2021 is that I can make my dreams come true. Even if it might seem weird, or even if it might seem nonsensical, or like I need to grow up. That's what I would tell myself often. Oh, grow up, Emma. You need to be an adult. Mm-mm, I really don't. So one of my greatest lessons from the challenges this year is that I really can create and manifest anything, anything, and to trust the magic that still lies inside of me that I had in abundance as a kid and is now coming back. Trust that feeling, trust that guidance, trust that connection, because you really can create amazing things. All right, next question. How much energy did you invest in resisting these challenges? How much energy did you invest resisting these challenges? Well, if you're anything like me, probably a lot. In the past, resistance was, I feel like, my jam because, you know, I wanted to control everything. I wanted to have all the answers. I wanted to know exactly how it was going to look. Yeah, I want to have abundance and freedom, but I need to know exactly how that's going to turn up. So I would invest in resistance, but not anymore. Not anymore. One of the greatest things that I have learned this year and it's been building over the years, is that the more I accept I don't know, the less I resist, the less resistance I have, the easier things come. So I really want you to get honest with yourself. How much energy did you invest in resisting the challenges this year, instead of leaning in? When we resist, that good old saying, it persists, right? So the relationship we have with resistance, like our signature and our design, I want you to see resistance as a flag. It's just a red flag, not even a red flag. It's just, it's an indicator that there is fear here. There is fear here. And I want you to start to see resistance as an opportunity to heal things, to heal yourself, to move through, to let go of needing to be in control, to let go of having to have external certainty, and to start to invest in your internal certainty, the ability to sit in uncertainty, to trust yourself, to trust source. So starting to see your resistance as an indicator that there is fear here, and then you can do something about it. Awesome. All right. So what are your three greatest lessons of 2021? I love this question. For me, I think I've told you, number one is that I believe in magic. I, as a kid, really believed in the impossible. And it was very much conditioned. I allowed it to be conditioned out of me as I got older and as I grew up. And this year has been so much about the magic inside of me, the magic, the connection with the connection that I have with the universe, the magic with Mother Earth. And when I'm connected to those things, miracles happen. Amazing things show up in my life. And that has been one of my hugest lessons, is that all that time that I thought I was just being a child, I was, those things inside of me can't possibly come true. That I can't possibly trust that because everyone else says I have to behave in this way. And for me, one of my greatest lessons is bullshit. The magic inside of me is true and I can manifest it. And I am no different to everybody else. You know, one of the other things that was a great lesson for me is I had a bit of a handbrake or a resistance or a fear that was still left over, that I had to have real clarity about my manifestations. Like I had to be super clear. And one of the things on my list for this year was to find this rock star VA, or as she is now, my rock star operations manager. And there was part of me that's like, oh my God, I need to have it all worked out. I need to know exactly what this person's like. But I trusted my process and I didn't have a lot of certainty. I knew the role that I wanted her to take on. I knew that she had to be good at the things that I'm not good at. But I didn't spend too much time with it. And then I literally just put it out to the universe. I sent an email out to my list. And sure enough, a manifestor client came back to me and said, oh, you have to meet Taylor. Sure enough, I did. Even though my mind was set on someone else, I checked in with my friend Stacy, who does BG5. So we looked at our charts. And everything in, like, my ego really wanted to take control. But instead, I did the experiment. I listened. I got all the external clues. I kept responding. I kept feeling into my emotional authority. And oh my God, I hired a freaking rock star. Like, she's beyond what I put down on a piece of paper. All that and more. So this is one of my great lessons, that I don't need to have a lot of clarity. I just need to know how I want to feel. And when I know how I want to feel, the universe will fill in the gaps. So what were your three greatest lessons of 2021? Take time, pause the podcast, no rush. What were your three greatest lessons? One of them might be how powerful you are. You might have discovered this year that you can endure more than you thought. You might have had massive breakthroughs. You might have discovered your own power. You might have found that person, started that business. What are your three greatest lessons? Another one for me is, again, abundance is easy if you know how. All right. And the next question for you. In 2021, where did most of your focus go? Was it on what you wanted or what you didn't want? This is such a powerful question. So if I look back at my history books, let's say, and I ask myself this question, because it's a really, there's a huge fundamental change. Like this year, and I think the traveling has a lot to do with it because it keeps your focus so much more in the present, on what you want. I know that a lot of creating what you want in the world is about facing the elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room is often something that is not associated with whatever you're trying to create. So let me give you an example. There was a lot of time for me where I was working on my business when I was, still studying and certifying, and I was raising two kids, and I just knew inside of me I had this potential. I have this potential, and it's going somewhere. But instead of focusing on the potential, I was so caught up in whatever was going on in my relationship with Justin at the time. And it was a bumpy part of our relationship. So I had so much focus on that. And it was like I couldn't not look at it. I couldn't not think about it. But the reason I couldn't not think about it, and all my, like, I would say 70% of my focus was going to our relationship, right? Or the kids, or my home life, or the things that were, that I felt unsupported in. But the reason why it was taking up so much of my focus was because I was choosing not to do something about it. Or I felt like I couldn't do anything about it. So you have to face the elephant in the room. Yeah. What did you focus on? Did you focus on your elephant and just not tell anyone and not face the fear? And therefore you got the results that there was a lot more challenge. There was a lot more about the elephant. Or did you focus on what you wanted? As I say, this year's been a massive game changer because I've been really building this muscle over the last 3 years, and I now see it expressed through my business, my family, my team. You know, when something goes wrong, whatevs, draw a line in the sand. How do we solve the problem? Let's move forward. And it's really, really transformed my life. So I want you to get super honest with yourself. In 2021, where did most of your focus go? Was it on what you wanted or what you didn't want? Now, the next question is, what are you most grateful for in 2021? And who are you most grateful for in 2021? Now, you guys know how powerful gratitude is. Gratitude transforms our brain, our body, our soul. It connects us to source. It has this ability that when our brain releases gratitude chemicals, it can heal our physical body. Gratitude connects us to others. We can literally change our quantum field through this exercise, through this ritual. And it's so freaking easy, yeah? So if gratitude is not part of your daily practice, do it. For goodness sake, do it. It was a game changer for me. I mean, in regards to the last question, gratitude will help you change your focus. It will help you move from the negativity bias, which is our brain's default, to reprogramming your reticular activating system in the brain to focus on what you do want. Gratitude is huge. But I want you to go back and look at 2021. What are you most grateful for? You know, one of the massive pieces for me is I'm grateful for our health, for our vitality, for our well-being, for our freedom. I am grateful that every scary moment, every risk I've taken, every fear I've faced, everything that I've jumped into and leant into has paid off. I am grateful that I have my incredible, beautiful family around me. I'm grateful for this incredible, stunning country that we live in, even though it's going through some fucking challenges right now. I am grateful for the air in my lungs, the ground under my feet. I'm grateful for every single one of you out there listening. For all of you that reach out, all of you that leave reviews, all of you that I get to work with, that I get to transform lives with. I'm grateful for my purpose, my impact, my influence, because it's all moving towards a legacy. Gratitude can be big, small, or anything in between. I'm grateful for my physical body. What are you grateful for? And who are you grateful for? I got to say, I'm grateful for me. I'm so grateful for my incredible husband who supports me and the kids. I'm grateful for my amazing children. Who are you grateful for in 2021? All right. So now what we're going to do is we're going to look out into the future. And I want you to imagine yourself at December of 2022. And I want you to ask yourself, what advice would your December 2022 self give you about 2021? You know, my future self at that point would say it was pivotal for you to start to really trust the magic inside of you. It was pivotal for you to start to connect to your intuition, to your spirit team. Because who you became 12 months later was extraordinary. And we're going to get to that when we do future planning. We're going to write a letter to ourselves. And I think possibly one of the most important questions is, who have you become because of the challenges, the wins, the losses, the experiences? Who and what have you attracted in 2021? Who have you become? And we can see this through the people that we draw into our lives. I know that I'm eternally grateful. I've had so many incredible humans come to me. Jess Babico, Liz Zamorski, Ellie Richter. So freaking many. And then I've got such incredible humans in my life, like Taylor and Mel on my team, who just are freaking rock stars. I've got all of the mastermind crews that I've spent so much time with. And I've got my peeps that have really become part of my team as well, like Jenny Crowther and Jess Mordew. You're all awesome. So who have you become because of these challenges? For me, I've become a lot freer. I've become a lot more courageous. I've become a lot more loving. And I really do believe in magic right now and forevermore. All of this is available to everyone. So who have you become because of the challenges? Are you braver? Are you stronger? Do you have less wobbles? And when fear shows up, are you now the warrior that leans in? Even though you go, you know it's going to be messy and uncomfortable, but you still hold, as I do, that mantra that it's all going to be better the other side. It's going to work out. This is happening for a reason. Whatever happens will be better than what's here now. Who have you become? And I want you to ask yourself, and maybe you haven't visioned too far out into the future yet, and the visioning of 2022 podcast is the first time you're looking out into the future. That's okay. But how has this year impacted you getting closer to the person that you're becoming? I know for me, self-belief is a huge part, because I've discovered that, as I say, there is all of this internal guidance that's been deep inside of me, this wisdom, and I just haven't trusted it. I haven't believed it. And this year has helped me really, really believe it. So to have the impact that I want to have, to help you, to serve you, to have the legacy of serving this planet and making it a better place in my lifetime, that is what has contributed this year. It's about trusting me, my wisdom, my communication, my strategy, my authority, how I talk to the universe, my intuitive team, my spirit team, really understanding, like I've gone so deep on abundance and purpose because these are two things I've chased for decades. And really, the good old line, or at least the 3-5, like really, really working out what's bullshit and what's real and how we can all access that. So how has overcoming these challenges, the person you become this year in 2021, got you closer to that future you? Okay, so what I want you to do is I want you to just close down your eyes for a minute. And I want you to take a couple of deep breaths. And I want you to score out of 10, 2021 again. And I want you to notice, just trust whatever number comes up. Has it changed from the beginning of the session? Is it greater? Most likely. Now that you've looked back and you've mined the gold, you've seen how far you've come, what you've created, what you've overcome, what challenges you have transcended, the person that you're becoming, the gifts that you've been given, the gratitude that you have. Did it change? Do you see more value? Have you restored deletions? I certainly trust that you have, or I hope you have. And then I want you to ask yourself, what is it going to take to get it to a 10 out of 10? What is it going to take to get it to a 10 out of 10? You know, for me, we have been very, you know, living in uncertainty. You know, where are we going to sleep tonight? Are we going to have internet to run calls? You know, where do we want to go? Can we get across the border? All sorts of things. And one of the pieces for me is that we've really sat in uncertainty and we've built this muscle of feeling like we just know it's going to work out and we don't have to have all the answers, all the pieces. But one thing that's happened in this last month of us traveling is that we've been a little more conscious of planning because we've got an end date. So we've been traveling with a little bit more purpose and it's just amplified. It's got even better. So that would be something for me for 2022, like finding the balance between planning, a little bit more planning, with a lot of room to flow and respond to life. What would it take to get it to a 10 out of 10 for you? And please don't let the mind get caught up with, oh, I don't think it'd ever be a 10 out of 10. That's fine. Some people will never, ever score anything a 10 out of 10. I'm one of those people. Can't help it. I can always see room for improvement. Yes, I have gate 18. But what would it take to get that number even higher? Awesome. Awesome. All right, beautiful people. I really hope that you took the time to do this process and ride this journey with me today. Strap in for the next 2 episodes because on Thursday we will release Liz Zamorski's forecast of 2022 and the energies of 2022, and it's going to be a ripper. It's going to be exciting. And then we will follow up with 2022. I want you to get into who you want to become, what you want to create for 2022. Because when we consciously vision and we know where we're going, we leave less space for fear and resistance to get in. We spend more time in our body because we already know where we're going, and less time in the mind making decisions that are out of alignment with us. So I'm excited to have you on the rest of this journey. I trust today's been super valuable. Thanks so much for joining, and I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.